The ultimate joy is finding the light in the darkness. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We continue on our series of ancient wisdom for contemporary living. And today I want to discuss something about the upcoming festival, which is this coming Sunday a week, the festival of Purim. The Purim, we all know the story, the basic story. There was a villain in the times of Persian rule, a villain called Haman, who wanted to annihilate the entire Jewish people. The Jews prayed to God and called out and reconnected, and that the miracle was that there was the decree was reversed, and ultimately there was a war and the Jewish people won and they were saved. One of the things we do on Purim is we have a Megillah, a scroll that we read called the Scroll of Esther, Megillat Esther. And we tell the story. We tell the story to remember the trouble, to remember the times that we were in trouble, and to remember the kindness of God, the miracle. And to thank and to show gratitude. But the Megillat Esther, the Scroll of Esther, is a very interesting scroll. And the miracle is a very interesting miracle. And the time that it happened is a very unique time. So let's understand, let's just unpack that for a moment. There are 24 books, 24 parts of the Tanakh, of the three parts of the Bible, right? The five books of Moses, then the Tanakh, and then the scriptures. Megillat Esther is one of them, and it's the only book in the Tanakh, in the 24 volumes of the Tanakh, that does not have God's name written in the Megillah. It doesn't mention the name of God in the entire Megillah. So God is hidden in the Megillah. Second of all, we need to understand the historic context in which the miracle of Purim takes place. It was a time of great pain for the Jewish people. They were in exile. The first temple had been destroyed. The second temple had not yet been rebuilt. They were under foreign rule. They had slipped away from their Jewish connection to some degree. And they felt almost like abandoned and on a very low spiritual level. And even after the miracle of Purim, they weren't redeemed. They weren't brought back to Israel. They were actually still under foreign rule. They were still in exile. They were still in Galut. Now let's have a look at the miracle itself. The miracle of Purim is a very strange miracle. If you read the Megillah, we read it in half an hour, but it actually takes place over a span of 11 years. And various incidents happen, like the killing of Vashti and the crowning of the Queen of Esther and so on and so forth, that when you really think about it and you piece all the pieces together, it is a miraculous story. But at the time, in real time, it was a very easy story to just write off as coincidence. And that it was sort of followed a very natural process. You have to work hard when you hear the story of Purim to understand the miraculous nature of it. It is what we call in the terminology, a nes melubash b'teva. It's a miracle which is couched, which is clothed, which is sort of hidden by nature. So yes, it's not a miraculous event like the splitting of the Red Sea or the 10 plagues, but definitely is a miracle, just you need to really work hard to actually discover the miracle. And yet, Purim is the greatest festival. It's the most joyous festival. Because this is the power of Purim. It is one thing to connect to something higher, to connect to God when things are going well, when there's revelation, when there's divine consciousness, when God's presence is obvious. The same thing in our life. It is very easy to be, not easy, it's easier to be inspired when things are going according to plan, when we're uplifted, when we feel the closeness, when we feel that things are working for us, it is easier then to be connected, to show gratitude, to have faith, and so on and so forth. What's much harder is when God is not obvious, when things aren't going well, when it's a time of challenge, and yet to discover God in that context, that's much harder work, but much deeper. If we can find purpose, if we can find meaning, if we can find godly consciousness, even when things are challenging, that brings meaning and purpose to our entire life, not just the good parts. And meaning and purpose in turn leads to great happiness and inner happiness. Let's come back to the scroll that we read on Purim. It's got a very interesting name. It's called Megillat Esther. In Hebrew, the word Megillat comes from the word legalot, to reveal. Esther, on the other hand, comes from the word hidden. It's hidden. God is hidden. There's no name of God in the Megillah. There's no open miracle in the Megillah. And yet that's the power of Purim. The power of Purim is in the Megillat Esther, to reveal that which is concealed, to find the connection even when it's hidden, to see the miracle even when it's not obvious, to connect to godly consciousness even when he seems to be hidden from us. That is the power of Purim, and that is the power in every part of our life. When not, our life goes up and down, and sometimes we have the Purim moments, meaning we have those challenging moments, we have things which don't go our way. And yet, at that moment, to find meaning, to find godly connection, to find purpose, and godly purpose, that's true connection. And ultimately, that brings the true joy, even when it's difficult. Maimonides says that true joy requires effort, because sometimes to find that inner fulfillment, to find that purpose when things are not going so well, is much harder. And that's the inspiration of Purim, that's the power of Purim, and that's the lesson of Purim. So let's just reflect on that. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Just be comfortable, try to become aware, just as we always do to begin with, to bring yourself to place of focus. Just focus on your breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. Focusing on every breath. Focusing on the rhythm. Feeling every inhalation. Feeling the sensation of every exhalation. Just with a focus and trying to block out all distractions, think of something that is around you. It could be the wall, could be the tree you saw yesterday, a house that you noticed yesterday, the table in front of which you are sitting. Just picture in your mind. What you think of is just the table, the color, what it looks like, the tree, tall, short. But then continue to think deeply, and maybe even something you could look at around you and just notice. Start to notice the small things. Start to notice the non-obvious, the colors, the blend of colors. The freshness of the tree, maybe. Some small flowers. A picture on the wall that you're staring at that you didn't notice before. You notice interesting things, hidden beauty, the non-obvious. Think of life. Think of anything experienced that happened today, yesterday. Maybe visualize a challenge that you have. The frustration that comes with that challenge. But in a spirit of focus, what can you notice that's not obvious? What opportunity? What silver lining? What purpose? Paying attention, uncovering the concealed. Megillat Esther, revealing the hidden. What can I learn from this experience? How can I become a better person? Try to come away with one thing that you didn't notice before. Just bring your mind back to focus and just think about this concept of revealing that which is not obvious. And every time we experience something that's more challenging, we let us stop, focus, and say, the day didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but what can I learn from that? How can I become a better person? What detail did I miss that contains the hidden beauty and opportunity to bring real joy? Have a wonderful day, everyone, and a meaningful day.